Yes, don't worry about a thing. It's going to be all right. Welcome back to Tiara Tuesdays. It's going to be all right now that you are listening to your girl. I just want to thank all my listeners for listening to me this season. Today is going to be my season finale. I know you guys have been enjoying these Stripper Chronicles segments I've been doing just by all the feedback I've been getting on Instagram. Don't worry, I will be back with more of those in the future. But I just want to say happy 420 to all my stoners out there. Personally, I usually spend my 420s in San Francisco on Hippie Hill, but COVID-19 has managed to ruin that for 2 years in a row now. I've spent the last 10 years frequenting Hippie Hill. For a lot of you who do not know, Hippie Hill is like a free social gathering. It's recently become largely commercialized due to marijuana becoming legalized in many states. But before that, you know, it was just like, you know, thousands of stoners getting together at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, and people would sell food, you know, such as like hot dogs wrapped in bacon or chips, or there would be even, you know, decadent food trucks and pastry trucks. Wingstop would be there giving out free wings. Oh, it was great. People would be passing around free joints or selling weed, selling edibles. It was really just a great time. I definitely miss those 420. I want you guys to message me on Instagram and tell me how you're spending your 420 this year since we can't gather like we used to. Or go to Apple Podcasts and type in TRL Christopher and comment on this episode and let me know how you guys are spending your 420. Speaking of which, last week I asked you guys about how long was too long for families to wait to pull the plug. Because rapper DMX died, his family had decided it was enough time for him to be on life support, and they decided to pull the plug. I got a lot of mixed feedback, but the most common responses were two responses. A lot of people thought that if I was rich, I'd leave my family member on life support until I could no longer afford it. While others thought it's not a life if you're a vegetable, so I'd pull the plug after a week. A lot of people wanted to know what I thought about this as well. Personally, I feel both of these responses. I mean, to a point, of course. I agree with leaving the person on life support if I could afford it. My man always says, though, that if he's going to be a vegetable, to just pull the plug. So for me, it kind of depends on the quality of life that person wishes to have. And I encourage a lot of you, if you haven't already, to talk about this with your partners or your family members. If you were ever on life support, what kind of life would you want to have? Would you want them to pull the plug, or would you want them to wait? Today in Black History, that is 420, 1853, Harriet Tubman started the Underground Railroad. Now, I've talked about Tubman in a lot of previous episodes, but just a quick reminder for those of you who do not know, or if you just found me, Harriet Tubman was an African-American slave who escaped, and then she went back in a total of 19 trips to free 300 slaves. Talk about bravery. All right, that was a mouthful. So we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Finna get twisted with my friends. Nigga, fuck you and that bitch. I know what you've been on. So I had to cut you off. Try to heal the love, but you grind me. Promise nigga that you won't know where to find me. I swear I heard it's the time, but it was timeless. Had to get all the bullshit behind me, you know. I put you first, and you are the worst. You never deserve my love. Never rebuild our trust. But you know I'ma bring this shit up when I'm mad. When I'm mad, still thinking back to what we had. Now I'm at the crib looking sad. Nice girl. Yes, that's my song. For all y'all who don't know, that's my song right now. It's by Queen Naija called Bitter Future Mulatto. Go ahead and download that and tune in if you haven't already added that to your playlist. I just want to say today on the season finale, I'm really so thankful for all you guys' feedback. It really helps me feel like I have a guest every week, even when I don't. it makes me feel like I'm not just out here talking to myself. So I just really want to express gratitude to you guys for listening. I also want to take this time to thank all the special guests that I've had this season. I've only had two, but I do want to take the time to thank them because I do appreciate that help, women helping women. I also want to thank you again, the listeners, for supporting me, for commenting on my Instagram posts, and for commenting on Apple Podcasts. I really just appreciate you guys for sharing my content. If it wasn't for y'all, I'd be out here talking to myself. I'm preparing a whole new segment, something you guys are really not going to expect, and it's going to attract like a whole new audience. So I'm really excited for that. So stay tuned. Feel free to keep updated with me, and don't be a stranger. Add me on Instagram at TRL Christopher if you haven't already, just to be on the lookout for when season 2's coming. I'd say I'll be bringing it to you in a month at the latest. I am working really largely on my book, and I really need to focus on that. My editor is keening in on me mid-May, so we're halfway there. So be on the lookout for that. That autobiography will be out by the end of this year. I plan on having it done by October 1st and in the hands of the world by the end of this year. So don't forget to look out for that in Barnes & Noble's, on Audible, and wherever you're getting your books at. I have recorded 32 episodes this season. This marks the episode 33. And so if you have it already, please feel free to catch up on all my content. And if you have caught up on my content, just keep my views up and re-listen. Share it with your friends. You can listen to me while you're driving. You can listen to me while you're in the shower. You can listen to me while you're cleaning up. Just take me with you everywhere you go. Keep following me on Spotify, on Instagram, that's TRL Christopher, Apple Podcasts, that's TRL Christopher. Don't forget to rate and review. And of course, on Anchor. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys so much. Tiara Tuesdays is over and out for season 1.